What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to a special birthday edition of Crunch Time here on your hometown radio station. Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Accepting walk-ins, or you can go online to schedule your next appointment at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoSensi.com. I am your host, Double T Travis, there, celebrating a birthday today. I am getting old, years old today. That's as far as I'll take it there, but I do appreciate you tuning in to the show. As always, plenty to get to on this show as we're filling you in on all the latest in hometown sports. We do have a great guest lined up for next week's show. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we roll along here this evening, but we're going to talk some girls golf. Got cross country soccer sectional pairings being announced last night, and we'll get to some football stuff as well. I want to start with girls golf because there's championships being played for this time of the year, and championships lead off on this particular show. The IHSAA Regional 6 at Franklin Community held over the weekend, and of course, in girls golf, the top three placing teams advance on to the next stage, and then the top two low-scoring individuals, excluding individuals who advanced with their team, move on to the state finals. So looking at Regional number 6, had several area teams competing here, and Batesville was the top placing team among area schools, second at this regional with a 320, just seven shots off the pace set by Center Grove, Floyd Central placing in third. So those three teams moving on as a whole to the state finals. Some of the other area teams competing at this regional, Franklin County finished ninth out of 15 teams, shot a 387. East Central was 11th with a 423, and Lawrenceburg placing 15th with a 486. So the top two advancing individuals from this regional came from Columbus North and Franklin Community. Ava Bunker shot a 70, and then Lexi Ray shot a 72. So pretty good outings for both those young ladies to move on to the state finals. But taking a look at some of the individual scores from our area golfers. Emma Wheeler from Batesville, a 74. She tied for fourth with Rowan Pies from East Central. So Rowan was just a couple shots off of the pace to advance to the state finals individually with that 74. Ava South from Batesville shooting a 76. Josie Meyer also from Batesville, an 82. Addison Wheeler from Batesville shot 88. So you see why Batesville finished second at this regional. Nicole Mears from Franklin County, she had the low score for the Lady Wildcats with a 91. Lily Graff from East Central shot 93. Crystal Callahan from Franklin County kept it under 100 at 97. Ella Shelton did the same from Lawrenceburg, shot 98. And then Madeline Pullman from Batesville and Emma Seaver carding 100 and 110 respectively to round out our local golfers that performed at the Franklin Community Regionals. So from there, move on to the state finals. Going to start up this Friday. Tee times for the state finals at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel. There will be five young ladies from Batesville that I just mentioned. Madeline Pullman's going to go off with the first group on Friday at 8:30. Addison Wheeler will tee off at 8:39 in the second group. You got Josie Meyer teeing off at 8:48 in the third group. Ava South will tee off in the fourth group at 8:57, and Emma Wheeler at 9:06, a part of the fifth group. So I do imagine it will be a little chilly on Friday morning, but the weather forecast looking pretty good for Carmel, Indiana on Friday. Partly sunny, 72 for a high, so it looks like it will be a beautiful day for some golf at the state finals, and we certainly wish good luck to the five young ladies from Batesville. And before we move on and get into some cross-country talk, we want to take a moment to congratulate young ladies that made it to the regional round and put together fantastic seasons. Those young ladies from East Central, Lawrenceburg, Franklin County, and South Dearborn, with Emma Seaver being the lone individual representing the Knights at the regional. Fantastic season for all of those young ladies. Cross country, we're talking about championships here as well. The EIAC championship happening over the weekend. We'll start on the boys' side of things. Greensburg coming away with the conference championship. 38 low score there. East Central coming in second, 58 points. Followed by Batesville with 68. Rushville fourth with 70 points. Connersville fifth with 124. And Lartsburg, sixth with 146. South Dearborn, Franklin County, incomplete teams there at the EIAC Championship. But it was Braden Hatton from East Central coming in first place at the EIAC Championship, 16 minutes and 53 seconds to set the pace there. Followed by Jacob Chapman, a third place finisher from Batesville, Cole Benegas, and Logan Hicks also finishing in the top 10 for East Central, coming in 4th and 10th place, respectively. And Grant Hensley's had a really nice season for Lawrenceburg. He was 9th at the EIAC Championship. Taking a look at the girls' side of things, East Central, the conference champs, 21 points, followed by Batesville with 34, Greensburg 89, Rushville 108, South Dearborn 146 to round out the five complete teams that rounded out the standings there. Callie Bentley from East Central, first place, 19 minutes and 1 second. She was followed by her teammate Rachel Campbell in second place. Had Anna McDonald finishing fourth. Also from East Central, Adeline Brewer finished sixth. Emily Clem finished eighth. And that rounds it out for East Central. And the rest of the top 10 finishers came from Batesville, who finished second. Ava Hansen was a third place finisher. Lexian Harris finished fifth. Sophie Meyer, seventh. Kaylin Beadle and Charlotte Trossman rounding out the top 10, finishing 9th and 10th place. So congratulations to Boys East Central's girls on capturing the EIAC Cross Country Championships. And it won't be too long from now. All these runners will be getting ready for a state championship run with sectional meets starting up next week. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Tremba, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home, orthosensi.com. All right, time to get into some soccer talk. Much of the weekend was made about soccer with the sectional pairings happening on Sunday evening. Before we get to those sectional pairings and breaking down these sectionals a little bit, I want to recognize a couple of area coaches who reached milestone wins last week. Bill Offutt, the longtime Lawrenceburg girls soccer coach, reaching 200 victories for his career. And then just up the road a little bit, BJ Black, who has been a longtime head coach at East Central High School, picking up his 300th win on the boys' side of things. So pretty awesome milestones to hit during this season, right before sectional play, of course. And speaking of sectional play, we'll get to those two very teams and many more here in just a moment. But pairings for the 29th annual IHSAA Boys and Girls Soccer State Tournaments drawn and announced on Sunday evening. A record number of teams going to compete in both of these tournaments. There's 305 on the boys' side and 273 girls' teams that will vie for state championships in three different classes. And the tournament's going to mirror each other. There will be 16 sectionals in both the boys and girls state tournaments. I mentioned the three classes, and sectionals are going to run October 3rd through the 8th, so they'll be starting up around this time next week. Regional semifinals are going to be played October 12th and 13th, with regional championships being held on October 15th. Now, this is the second year in a row that a midweek regional semifinals match will be played, and it will be played on the home field of one of the sectional winners. And how they do things in many sports is they flip-flop between even and odd number sectionals. This year, the winners of the even number sectionals will host that midweek regional semifinal match, and then all regional championship matches will be played at a predetermined site. So I like this little twist that they've put into the boys and girls soccer tournaments here over the last couple of years, allowing for teams to have a little home field advantage in those regional semifinal matches. So if you are in an even numbered sectional, which many of our area schools are, will behoove you to win the sectional. That goes without saying, because, well, you want to win the sectional, get that trophy and move on, keep your state title hopes alive, but you'll also be hosting that first regional game. So pretty cool stuff there. Going to definitely have our eye on that. Semi-state's going to happen Saturday, October 22. That'll be at four sites. And then the winners will obviously advance to the state championship matches October 28th and 29th. Those will be held at Michael Carroll Stadium at IUPUI in Indianapolis. So let's get into this. Let's jump in here and talk about the sectional draw. We'll start on the girls' side of things, and we'll start in Class 3A, Sectional 12 at New Powell. So again, the winner of this sectional will host that first regional game, being from an even number sectional. Match one, Number 17, East Central taking on Greenfield Central. In match two, you got Shelbyville versus Richmond. The winner of those two matchups will meet in the semifinals, and then on the other side of the bracket, already into the semis in this six-team sectional, Mount Vernon, Fortville, and New Palestine. Mount Vernon, Fortville ranked number 19. So East Central, Mount Vernon on opposite sides of the bracket. They are the two highly ranked teams in this particular sectional, so perhaps could be on a collision course into the championship match. East Central 9-3-1 so far this season. They've obviously been excellent, but they don't have any games against sectional opponents, so they might not necessarily know how they match up against some of these teams, obviously, until they get to the sectional, not playing them in the regular season. For Mount Vernon, it is the complete opposite, as they have already beaten three sectional opponents. The only two that they have not played is Richmond and East Central. So Mount Vernon has wins against New Pal, Greenfield Central, and Shelbyville. And they will only have to get through New Pal for a second time this season to advance to the sectional championship. Just to take a closer look at this East Central team, I do like their chances in this sectional. They have a very well-rounded team. They get goal contributions from a lot of young ladies. Olivia Hopper leading the way with 17. Ellie Hill has 11. You also have some players that are distributing the ball at a high level. Caitlin Dick with 11 assists. Lexi Watkins with 15. This is a team that has scored 75 goals and has only allowed 10 all season long. So they're firing on all cylinders, trying to keep the momentum going here with these last couple of regular season games. They win tonight over Batesville would give them an outright EIAC championship, and then they can go try to check off another box with a potential sectional title. All right, let's take a look at sectional 28 in Class 2A. This will be held at South Dearborn High School. So again, another even-numbered sectional. The winner will host that first regional game. In match one, it's going to be a good one. Batesville taking on the host, South Dearborn. In match two, you have Lawrenceburg versus Greensburg. The winner of those two games will meet in the semifinals, with Franklin County and Madison already on the other side of the bracket in the semifinals. Lawrenceburg and Batesville come into this sectional as the two ranked teams. Lawrenceburg is number 14 overall. 5-4-2 is their record so far. Don't let that record fool you with that 14 overall ranking. This is a Lawrenceburg team that has played a very, very tough schedule, so I do think they'll be battle-tested once they get into sectional play, drawing Greensburg there in the first round. They do have a 1-0 loss to Batesville on their schedule this year inside of the sectional. Batesville, that number 18 team in Class 2A, they're 10-2-0 on the season. Their only losses have come to Mount Vernon, Fortville, ranked in 3A, and Columbus East, which is always very formidable in many athletics. South Dearborn, they started out slow. They're 7-8. They seem to be peaking at the right time. They did have the 6-0 loss to Batesville a little bit earlier in the season, but pretty deep sectional overall. Franklin County and Madison, that's a matchup between two 8-5 teams, and Greensburg at 5-5. I don't think you take them lightly in the first round if you are Lawrenceburg, but if you look at this sectional bracket, the winner of Batesville and South Dearborn potentially going to meet Lawrenceburg, as long as they take care of business against Greensburg. That's going to set up a really incredible semifinal game. And then the winner of Madison and Franklin County, either one of those teams thinks that they can come in and win this sectional as well. So this should be a very, very good sectional. Again, going to be hosted at South Dearborn. Maybe the home field advantage lends to the Lady Knights in that opening contest against Batesville, who may be the strongest team in this sectional. So really looking forward to sectional 28, and I think there's a lot of good teams there. That's one to keep an eye on. And just to be clear, I know I talked about East Central with their sectional. They're the only local team in that sectional, so it's easier to talk about them individually. As we get into these sectionals with multiple area teams, it's a little bit harder to talk about those teams individually and keep the show on time to get to other sports as well. So I do apologize about that. I'll try to talk about the individual teams as much as I possibly can. But we want to move to Class 1A Sectional 45 at Milan, that beautiful new multi-use turf field. Big reason why they have the sectional, and I think that's pretty awesome in and of itself for the Milan Indians and for the community to host such a great event like a sectional. And Milan, well, they got a tough draw in this sectional. Their opening round contest going to be taking place against the number 9 team in 1A, Switzerland County, 13-0-1 on the season, 85 goals, 3 allowed for the Lady Pacers. They have been on an absolute tear this season. In match 2, you have Rising Sun versus South Ripley, and then the number 10 team in 1A, Oldenburg Academy at 9-3-1, awaits the winner of Milan and Switzerland County in the semifinals. Switzerland County's one draw this year, the one game that they did not win, a 1-1 draw against Oldenburg Academy, so that could potentially be the semifinal of this sectional. And for those two teams, they might look at it as the championship game. All due respect to the other teams, but when you got number 9 and number 10 ranked in the state in this sectional, and they have barely lost any games this season, they are obviously the heavy favorites. But that's not to say that something crazy can't happen and Milan, Rising Sun, or South Ripley play spoiler here at sectional 45. But again, a Switzerland County Oldenburg Academy matchup in the semifinals. If that happens, that will be a really, really good one if you are a soccer fan. But 5 teams in this sectional, so you don't have to win many games to move on to the regional. So the way it breaks down, just 3 sectionals to keep our eye on here locally in girls soccer, but there will be 4 on the boys' side as things are split up just a little bit differently. So let's jump into the boys' sectional pairings. And again, we'll start in Class 3A, Sectional 12 at Shelbyville, another even-numbered sectional. Winner's going to host the first regional game. In Game 1, Shelbyville, the host, will take on Greenfield Central. Match 2, Connersville versus Richmond. Match number 3, Mount Vernon-Fortville versus East Central. And match 4, New Powell will await the winner of the Greenfield Central-Shelbyville game. So East Central already drawn into the semifinal. We'll just have to get through Mount Vernon-Fortville to get to the title game. It has been a great season for the Trojans. 10-2-1 so far this season. Their only win over a sectional opponent is a 2-0 win over Connersville, who has been very, very good inside the EIAC. So that's a quality win for East Central. They have not met any of the other sectional teams in the regular season, but JT Roden, Joey Black, many others have been playing at a really, really high level. This is an East Central team that has their sights set on a deep run in this postseason. Tough sectional, as always, but having to only win 2 games to get to the regional, you always like that draw when you're already into the semifinals. Now, Mount Vernon, they're coming in, as of right now, 8-5 on the season. They're 2-2 against sectional opponents, wins over New Powell and Shelbyville, losses versus Richmond and Greenfield Central. So I don't know if you can get such a good indication about how much better or worse they might be than East Central based on who they have played. I'd like to see Mount Vernon have played Connersville so that they had a common opponent that you can kind of compare and contrast. But at 8-5, they play a pretty tough schedule, always a pretty good team. That should be a fantastic semifinal matchup. Richmond 6-5-2, Connersville 11-3-1, New Powell is 8-6. They beat Connersville a little bit earlier this season, 2-0, but do have losses to Mount Vernon and Greenfield Central, and Shelbyville's 8-6-1. So I do feel like this is a fairly wide open sectional based on their records and how they've played against one another. A lot of matches could go either way, and East Central looks to be a very, very strong team in this sectional. So again, looks like they got pretty decent chances, especially after a good draw getting into the semifinals. Class 2A, Sectional 28 at Batesville. Always a very, very difficult place to play, especially when their teams are very good pretty much on a year-in, year-out basis. But match 1, Rushville versus Madison. The winner there will take on Lawrenceburg in the semifinals. On the bottom half of the bracket, you have Franklin County versus Greensburg, and a juicy matchup, match number 3, Batesville versus South Dearborn. That one should be perhaps the best first-round matchup. South Dearborn, the defending champions. Batesville playing very, very well this season. 8-4 on the season. Batesville has a loss to Lawrenceburg. Lawrenceburg's 8-6. They have a PK's loss to South Dearborn. And South Dearborn, the defending champ, has a 3-0 loss to Batesville. So those 3 teams look to be the favorites here in this particular sectional, but they've all beat up on one another. So one of the teams is already going to be out by default, with Batesville and South Dearborn playing in the first round. You got Lawrenceburg on the opposite side of the bracket. I look at Madison as a team that can kind of throw a wrench in this sectional as well at 9-3-2. They tied East Central 1-1 earlier this season, just had a loss recently to Lawrenceburg 4-3. So Madison, a very, very competitive team in terms of against the top performing teams in this sectional so far. Greensburg 5-9-1. Rushville 3-11-1, Franklin County 0-11-1 look like they are the big underdogs in this sectional looking to play spoiler. So Batesville, Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, I think it's anybody's ball game, but don't forget about Madison. They can certainly be a team to be reckoned with. Moving on from the 2A sectional to 1A sectionals to keep our eye on. Sectional 44 at Knightstown. Oldenburg is the lone local team there. They are the number 18 team in 1A at 8-5-1. They have one win against a sectional opponent, that being Seton Catholic, a 1-0 win earlier this season. But Oldenburg draws Morristown in the first round. If they get by Morristown, they'll play either Union County or Wapahani in the semifinals. Knightstown and Seton Catholic on the other side of the bracket in this six-team sectional. And then Class 1A sectional 45 at Jacksonville. Three ranked teams in this sectional: Switzerland County, Southwestern Hanover, and Shaw Memorial. Southwestern Hanover, the number 12 team in the state at 8-3-2. They get Milan in the first round. Jacksonville matching up with Switzerland County, the number 6 team in 1A. They're 14-0. They have blown out everybody but Southwestern. That was a 3-2 win for Switz. 83 goals, 7 allowed. They've been absolutely phenomenal. They're going to play Southwestern again tomorrow. Moving on through this bracket, Rising Sun matching up with South Ripley in match 3. And then Shaw Memorial, the number 20 team in the state, they will take on Milan or Southwestern in the second round. So Jacksonville, Switzerland County, Rising Sun, South Ripley on the bottom half of the bracket. So one of those ranked teams, Southwestern, Shaw Memorial, potentially making it to the final. If Switzerland County takes care of business, we'll have a ranked sectional championship in sectional 45. Jacksonville, they got some talented young men there, 7-6 on the season. And then Milan, South Ripley, and Rising Sun struggled for wins this season, looking to play the upset role in sectional 45. But again, we wish all of our local teams good luck. Can't wait to follow along with the soccer sectionals and see who's going to have the top performances, obviously who's going to be moving on, and then getting into the regional round. We said those teams that are from the even number sectionals, they're going to have a leg up in the regional because they're going to get to host that regional semifinal game before going off to a predetermined site for the regional championship. So again, looking very, very much forward to seeing how our boys and girls teams do in the soccer sectional, which again will start up on October 3rd. Speaking of sectionals, the boys tennis sectional pairing show, that's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight. So when you get done listening to this very program, you only have 30 minutes to go, and then you can tune into the boys sectional pairing show on the IHSAATV.org website and see where our area teams get matched up there as well. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. OrthoSensi.com. We got less than 10 minutes to round out the show and want to get to some high school football. And we'll start with our feature game of the week from this past Friday, the then undefeated South Dearborn Knights hosting the East Central Trojans, and it was EC coming away with the 48-6 win over their Dearborn County rival. And I was not on the call, but I was listening in to Mike and Chuck do their thing and listened to majority of the game, and the final score obviously shows that it was a blowout, but I thought South Dearborn did a really nice job of hanging in there with East Central, particularly in the first half. But too much Josh Ringer, 31 carries, 338 yards, the third most in school history, and a school record 6 touchdown runs in this win. He has been absolutely on fire over the past 3 or 4 weeks and showing what he can do with a full season of good health, as the junior running back has been absolutely outstanding. And well, those 338 yards he had on the ground came in a game where his starting quarterback wasn't there. Cole Burton was injured in the game right before South Dearborn, so they bring in Carson Kelling to be the backup quarterback, who is a very, very talented young man, very athletic as well. He was able to throw it around a little bit, use his legs as well. Had been starring for East Central as a starting corner, but it was the Josh Ringer show at Backman Field on Friday. Braden Rouse continues to be a very, very good player for East Central at inside linebacker, a all-state baseball player as well, but he continues to lead the charge defensively. For South Dearborn, we saw them continue with that hurry-up offense, and they love to sling the ball around. Adam Kunkel, a week after throwing 37 pass attempts, which I do believe I heard was a school record, he shattered that with 48 passing attempts this past Friday. Completed 19 of those passes for 209 yards and a touchdown. Ollie Babcock, 7 receptions, 88 yards and a touchdown as South Dearborn suffers their first loss of the season. So after that game, a couple of 5-1 teams here in Dearborn County. And joining them on the list, Lawrenceburg, now 5-1, winners of 5 in a row after dropping their opening contest against East Central, blanking Batesville 37-0. Teagan Bennett, this is nice to see if you are a Tigers fan. 25 carries, 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. Seems to be finding his footing, coming back from an injury suffered in that East Central game week one. Logan Ahouse continues to do a nice job of completing a majority of his passes. Been very efficient here as of late. Did turn the ball over 2 times on Friday, but 9 of 15, 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. And how about that Tigers defense continuing to get it done behind one of the best linebacking cores in the area? South Dearborn and East Central are right there with them as well. Take your pick. They're all phenomenal. But 92 yards total offense is what they held Batesville to on Friday. Another impressive showing for the Tigers, who continue to heat up through this middle of the season. How about the Milan Indians? Now the second time this season, they have won by 1 point in overtime. 36-35 win over Eastern Hancock. Hancock got the ball first in overtime, went in, scored, kicked the extra point, went up 7 points. Milan answers with the touchdown, and then they go for two and get it, winning 36-35. They did the same thing a couple weeks back against Madison, winning 21-20 in OT. And Riley Johnson has been the bell cow for this team. 35 carries, 214 yards and 5 touchdowns. He has been absolutely phenomenal. Put him up there with Josh Ringer as two of the best running backs in the area. They've been doing it week in, week out, carrying the ball a ton, getting a lot of yards, and of course capping it off by scoring touchdowns. Logan Reed, Jeremiah Johnson both had an interception in that game for Milan, as that helps the turnover hunger campaign out there in Ripley County. You can read more about that over at EagleCountryOnline.com. Franklin County got their second win of the season, 14-6 over Greensburg. Quinn Gilman, 4 of 8, throwing the ball, 64 yards and a touchdown, carried it 21 times for 118 and a TD. And Brady Moorhead got the ball quite a bit as well, 21 carries, 95 yards, caught a couple of passes, including a touchdown. Switzerland County back to winning ways, 3-3 on the season, 58-24 win over Southside Homeschool. Those 58 points come after 3 straight weeks of scoring, I think 3 points total. So the Pacers feeling good after getting their offense clicking on Friday. And then a couple scores out of Ohio. Talawanda gets the best of Harrison, 18-14. So Harrison's 1-5, and Taylor drops a Cincinnati Hills League game to Indian Hill, 17-0. So looking forward to the upcoming games this Friday. In 1A, you have number 12 Providence, 4-1 on the season, coming to Milan. Milan now back to 500, 3-3 after the win over Eastern Hancock, and we will be in Milan for that game on Friday, our feature game of the week. 6:40 pregame coverage, 7 o'clock kickoff. Myself and Casey Gilmore will bring you the call from Milan High School. Lawrenceburg looking to continue that winning streak at home against Rushville. We did hear from Coach Kaniga this week that game time has been pushed back to 7:30 for that Rushville game. So if you're a Tiger fan, do note that down. South Dearborn, 5-1. They're going to hop the bus to Franklin County at 2-4. Used to be a EIAC matchup, but now they're on opposite sides of the conference. So just be a good old-fashioned old-time rivalry, I guess we'll call it, and a chance to get better and put another win in the column. East Central at 5-1, on the road at 4-2. Connersville and a couple of 3-3 teams will take on each other. Switzerland County hosting South Decatur on Friday in Ohio. Harrison will host Mount Healthy, and Taylor at 3-3 will welcome in a very good Wyoming team that has aspirations on making a deep playoff run. So looking forward to this week's games. Week 7 already. 3 more regular season games to go before we get to the sectional. So it's getting down to the nitty-gritty here. We're going to find out who conference champions are over the next couple of weeks. East Central, of course, can wrap that up this Friday at Connersville on the large school side of the EIAC. And then South Dearborn will have a chance to be the outright champs on the small school division next week when they host Rushville. And we do plan to be in Aurora next week for that potential championship moment for South Dearborn. So we'll be adding that to our schedule. That game has been flexed into our second-to-last game of the regular season. And then right back out at South Dearborn for the regular season finale as they will host the Lawrenceburg Tigers. Of course, we would not miss that Dearborn County rivalry. And who knows, those two teams might hook up the week after that in the first round of sectional play. That is certainly a possibility now that those two teams are in the same sectional. But we're excited to get through the rest of this regular season, get to the postseason. Plenty more great football games to come here on your hometown radio station. And taking a look at this particular show next week, we'll be welcoming in the Lawrenceburg Tigers volleyball team. The Tigers playing very, very well this season, still in the EIAC race, and we'll also know their sectional pairing with the selection show taking place this Sunday evening. So looking forward to chatting with Coach Caniga and her Tiger volleyball players coming up next week right here on Crunch Time. You'll hear it from 6 to 6:30. Crunch Time, as always, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, OrthoCincy.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll do it again next Monday right here at Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.